time to talk food. Time for Shut Up and Eat, as we're joined by Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, how are we doing?
I'm fantastic. How's your Friday so far?
Oh, it's good. You know, I just got stuck in the Clam Festival traffic, but everything else is okay.
Wow. So does that mean you're not going to be part of the Clam Festival?
You know, what's funny is I live right on Main Street in Yarmouth, so the parade is like right outside my door, but I'm not going to go.
All right. So what do you do? It's hotter than the hinges of hell here today and this weekend. What would be, I don't know about you, and I love to cook, but not when it's a bazillion degrees. So what's a good hot weather option to get? Because it's easy to get lazy or complacent, but if you still want to make something that's not going to make you too hot.
Yeah, I think it's good to make things that you can, like, make a big batch of a bunch of different things that you can have in the fridge, like, all weekend. Like, you know, peanut or sesame noodles, coleslaw, you know, tabbouleh, I don't know, fruit salad, ambrosia salad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, things you can pretty much keep hitting all weekend, and you don't have to cook, and they're all, like, refreshing, and, you know, it's... And also things that, like, you know, peanut noodles are just going to get a little bit better. You know, you say the flavors are going to come together, and, yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of cold soup. I don't know... That's one thing I've never. To me, it's not like if it's a cold, it's a smoothie. It's not a soup if it's cold.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, every once in a while, I don't get gazpacho much, but once in a while, I get one that's pretty good. But it's still not my thing.
But soup is like, you know, the whole point of soup is like hot, you know, warming. Even if it's hot outside, like really spicy soup that gets you sweating. Like, and that's another thing I can recommend is. You know, if you go to, like, the Vietnamese restaurant, get a bowl of pho, you know, just load it up with the chilies, get a good sweat going. That helps you kind of cool down in the heat, you know?
I like that idea as well. And, look, for some people, it's all about takeout, too, and just letting somebody else do the cooking. So what's the best, what translates well? Are there particular genres you think that translate better to takeout than others?
I mean... Of course there's Chinese, you know. I mean, that's just the... Chinese takeout is sort of the gold standard. It's like most restaurants, I don't even know what it tastes like to eat the food in the restaurant because it's always a delivery thing. Obviously, pizza. I can tell you what doesn't... Getting, like, barbecue delivered always seems like a bad idea. I mean, by the time it gets there, it's always just not in a good way. I don't know why. Things that have a lot of assembly, I don't really like to do for takeout, like pho. I was talking about the Vietnamese food. I don't think burgers and fries. I like having those at the spot or at the drive-thru. I mean, you want stuff that is pretty sturdy, and it's, you know, you want something that can pretty much, if it can last in the takeout box for 45 minutes and still be delicious, I think that qualifies it to be good for takeout, don't you?
I do, absolutely. Yeah, I would say, too, for anybody who's in the Portland area, I saw the photos that you posted from your dinner on Wednesday. That looked incredible.
Yeah, Cheval, it's new. Again, it's hard to really categorize the restaurant. It's where it's in the old space where Kaola's used to be on the West End, which was there forever. And the owners of a restaurant called Piccolo, Ilma Lopez and Damian Sansonetti, they purchased the Kaola spot, and the new restaurant there, Cheval, is just incredible. You know, they have everything from, you know, duck egg with chorizo and grilled mushrooms to, they do this, like, quail cordon bleu that they fry debone the quail, stuff it with cheese, and they make their own ham. They cure their own ham, so stuff it with cheese and ham, and then deep fry the quail, and it is... I, like, ordered it. I didn't even know. I saw just quail on the menu, and I was like, oh, great, quail. I always order it, pretty much. And then it shows up, you know, cordon bleu style, because I didn't bother to read even what was on it. And it was just delightful, let me tell you. And, yeah, just, you know, really good Spanish-cured meats, like Iberico de Beota, which is a ham made from pigs that are only fed acorns. Just a really unique flavor. And if you've been to Kaola's, you won't even recognize what they've done. You know, the space is so different. It's way opened up. Really amazing patio in the back. I mean, you want to talk about, like, you know, good hot weather stuff. Go, you know, get a tall icy drink and sit back on that patio and just, you know, take it easy.
That sounds fantastic. Now, my partner in crime here, Carrie Haskell, literally the moment the show ends, hopping in the car and driving to New Orleans for about his 27th, 28th visit. Have you been to the Crescent City, Joe?
So funny you should mention. Well, A, that's amazing you're driving to New Orleans after this. And isn't it going to be hotter there?
You know, the temperature today, the high was supposed to be almost within 2 degrees of what it is here. It was, the high today was, what, 87 okay. here. I think it yep. was 88 or 89 there.
So you got plenty of things to keep you cool there, so that's good. I have not been to New Orleans. I was talking today about how much I dislike Florida and how I'm like, I don't understand why you go to Florida when you could go to New Orleans. I've yet to go, because I was also saying I'd rather go. I've never been to Vegas either. I'd much rather go to New Orleans than Vegas as well.
Yes.
It's one of those places that I'm kind of afraid I might not come back from. I might like it too much, you know.
I have heard those stories from people I've gotten to know down there, of, you know, just folks that come down there and they just come for a week and just don't bother going home. They just stay there.
Yeah. Sounds. I mean, I cannot wait to go check it out. And obviously, you love it. You've been back that many times. It's. I mean, I love any of the cuisine from that, you know, part of the region is delicious, but just the whole vibe of that city. I have several friends who've lived there, and just the way they describe it, it just, it's one of those cities. There are certain cities that, you know, that actually make you, you know, no matter how curmudgeon-y you are, certain places that make you want to go out and be around people. And it sounds like that's one of those places.
You pretty much just described me, I think. I do believe nice. Curmudgeon has been used more than once for people that like to use that word in description
I love
of me.
That word.
But yeah, it's tough. It is. You end up going out most nights to either a comedy show or music or
burlesque. But
or
you
burlesque.
Love Gary.
I'm going to see a Shakespeare play this trip, which is not the first time I've done that down there. I mean, there's stuff to do. And by the way, having been both to Florida and to Vegas, yes, New Orleans is a better place to go to than either of those.
So I look at
feeling.
I'm hearing this. I feel like I think we were coming up with a plan here. That we need to take the show to New Orleans for a week. Have Joe join us down there.
It's in your hands, okay? Just let's do it.
Yep. Sounds like a plan
to
me.
I'm all yours, Rich. I'm all yours.
All right. Well, the plans are in the works. Carrie will scope out a place for us next week, and we'll find a way to make that happen. Joe, have a great weekend. By the way, next week, because Carrie's gone, I'm gone too. We're taking next Friday off, so we won't talk to you for 2 weeks.
But everybody can just call me at home.
All right, we'll do that. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll just do the show there. It'd be great.
All right, fantastic. Stay cool, Joe.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you soon. Joe Riccio, Shut Up and Eat, every Friday on Downtown.